Ever feel like trading is kind of like, well, you know those aha moments. They're more like, uh-oh, sometimes, right?
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Well, today we're gonna dig into how to like flip that script, turning those mistakes, you know the ones, into learning and hopefully profits.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Right. We've got this piece all about tracking those trading errors and get this says some of our biggest wins might be like disguised as mistakes. Crazy, huh?
It does sound a little counterintuitive.
Yeah, but stick with us. This is where it gets really interesting.
What really struck me about this piece is how it makes us, like, completely rethink things. It's not about dwelling on those blunders. It's more about, finding the hidden profits we miss in those slip-ups.
Okay, so let's break that down. The piece really hits hard on the cost of our mistakes. You know, like we all know they happen, no one's perfect, but it's easy to ignore what they do to our bottom line, you know?
Totally. It's like that tiny leak in your roof. You barely see it at first, but give it time and.
Major damage.
Exactly. The source uses this example. Think about consistently getting out of trades too early, scared money and all. Or the opposite, jumping into a trade because everyone's hyped, no strategy. Those little things can drain your account hundreds, even thousands a month, and you might not even realize it.
It's like ordering takeout every night when you've got a fridge full of food, just throwing money away.
Exactly. It's not about making anyone feel bad, it's showing those mistakes are actually like gold mines of info.
So it's like having a trading coach review your every move, showing you those tiny things holding you back, except that coach is, well, future you.
Right. And the source gives a practical tip for tapping into that future you. Track every single trade for a month. I mean, everything. Note what went wrong, why you think it happened, and the cost, black and white.
Sounds intense, but I can see how that would force you to really look at those errors, you know, see the real impact. It's one thing to think, oops, messed up there. It's another to see the actual dollar amount staring back at you.
Absolutely. And it's not just dissecting individual trades, it's about those patterns. Those trading blind spots that trip us up over and over.
Those sneaky habits, right? The ones that sabotage everything.
Yeah. The source mentions a few common ones. Not having a solid trading plan, bad position sizing, letting emotions drive decisions, and not adapting to market changes.
Ooh, that last one's huge. It's easy to get tunnel vision on a single stock or strategy and completely forget to like zoom out and look at the bigger market picture.
It's like trying to sail a paper boat in a hurricane. You might have the skills, but those external factors, they can wreck even the best laid plans.
So we've found the repeat offenders, but how do we fix them? Where do we even begin?
The source makes a good point. Don't try to change everything at once. It's about small steps, not overnight success. Tackle one mistake at a time.
Makes sense. It's like breaking a bad habit, right? Small changes over time.
Right. These are an example a lot of traders struggle with. Expanding stop losses. The stock dips a little, so you widen your stop loss, hoping to avoid a small loss, but then it tanks even more.
Oof, yeah. I've been there. Seems harmless, but.
But the potential for bigger losses if the trade goes south is huge.
Exactly. And the source doesn't just say don't do it, it explains the psychology, which is key to breaking the cycle, right? It's like our natural aversion to loss. We'd rather hold on to that losing trade, hoping it'll magically turn around.
Hope is not a strategy.
Right. It often just makes our losses bigger in the long run.
It really is. And that's why getting the psychology behind our actions is so important. But we'll get more into that later. Explore ways to overcome those mental hurdles.
Okay, you've got me hooked. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a minute to process all this. We'll be back in a bit to dig into those real-world examples and actionable strategies for turning those trading slip-ups into money-making opportunities. And we're back. Ready to get into those real-world examples, you know, the ones that make this whole mistakes equal profits thing actually make sense.
Totally. Because seeing how it all works in the real world, that's where the real learning happens. The source lays out these three common scenarios. I bet a lot of our listeners have been there.
All right, lay it on me. What's the first mistake turn opportunity we're looking at?
Let's go with a classic. Expanding those stop losses after you're already in a trade. We kind of touched on it before.
Right, because at first it just seems logical, like you're just giving the trade space, right?
Exactly. The market dips a little, that fear kicks in. You think, just a bit more room, it'll bounce back. But here's where it gets tricky. The source points out that this tiny tweak can snowball, and suddenly your losses are bigger, not smaller.
Okay, so walk me through it. How does making that stop loss wider actually backfire?
Picture this. You jump into a trade, solid plan, risking only 2%, stop loss is set. Then, bam, the trade moves against you. Those doubts creep in. You bump that stop loss maybe to 3%, then 4%, telling yourself it's fine. Just need to breathe, you know?
Yeah.
But you've just blown past your own risk management plan. And for what?
So each time you do it, you're just digging a deeper hole if it keeps going the wrong way?
Precisely. It's like planning a road trip, full tank. You know where you're going. But then you keep making detours, burning through gas, not getting any closer to your destination.
And eventually you're stranded on the side of the road. So it's not about never using stop losses. It's about setting them strategically and sticking to the plan, even when things get emotional.
Exactly. The source says this behavior comes from, you know, our natural instinct to avoid losses.
Yeah.
It just feels better to hang on, hope for that reversal, rather than take a small loss, even if it's controlled.
It's like that saying, sometimes you got to cut your losses. Easier said than done, right?
Yeah. 100%. And that's why we need to understand the why behind it all. But we'll dive into that more later, look at strategies to overcome it.
Right. You've got my attention. What's the next mistake turned learning moment?
This one's a big one for a lot of traders. Getting out too early. Selling a stock only to watch it take off without you.
Ugh, the worst feeling. It's like selling your concert tickets at face value, then seeing them going for 10 times the price later.
I feel that. But what's cool here is the source doesn't just say, stop doing that. It connects it to tracking your trades. And I mean really tracking them. Not just, oh, I exited early, but figuring out what you missed.
You mean putting a dollar amount on that regret? Seeing how much profit we missed because we bailed too soon?
Exactly. Seeing those numbers, those potential gains, that's a wake-up call. It's not just that vague feeling of I could have made more. It's cold, hard proof of what it cost you.
Way more impactful than just thinking, oh, maybe I left some money on the table.
Right. And if you track those early exits, you start seeing patterns. Maybe you always sell once you're up 5%, even if it could go higher. That's when you got to ask, why am I hitting that sell button so fast?
So figure out the why behind the exit. Are you scared of losing the gains? Impatient. Don't trust your own analysis. Then you can figure out how to counteract it.
Right on. Maybe it's setting a price target before you even buy so you're not tempted to jump ship. Or practicing holding on to winners a bit longer than feels comfortable.
Training your mind to beat those impulsive moves. I love it. So we've done expanding stop losses, premature exits. What's the last mistake-turned moneymaker?
This one's super important now, with how much the markets change.
Yeah.
Ignoring those market conditions.
So, like, not realizing that what worked before might not work now because the market's different.
Exactly. The source says it's super important to not just know what your trading strategy is good at, but also where it kind of falls apart. What crushes it in a bull market might be a disaster in a bear market.
Got to be able to adapt, right? Sticking to a strategy that's not working is asking for trouble.
100%. Remember that analogy? The wrong tool for the job.
The snow shovel and the flower garden.
Exactly. You wouldn't use a snow shovel to plant your tulips, right? Each tool has its purpose. Trading strategies are the same. Different situations, different tools. It's about picking the right approach, not forcing something that doesn't fit.
This has been so helpful. And what I like is that it's not just about the problems or getting solutions too. So what's the last piece of this puzzle, turning these mistakes into long-term success?
All right, so we're back, diving into the last part of this whole thing, turning those trading blunders into, well, you know, wins.
And that's what's great about this source. It doesn't just tell us what we're doing wrong. It gives us a way to actually change our trading.
Yeah, and one thing that really hit home for me is we're not aiming for this perfect error-free trading. It's more about, like, always getting better, right?
Right. We're not trying to become robots, no emotions. That's not realistic. It's more about recognizing when we're repeating those mistakes, those habits that might be holding us back, you know? So building good habits instead and realizing every mistake, every little uh-oh moment, it's a chance to improve.
Exactly. And remember that trading journal we talked about? The source says it's super important for this whole getting better thing.
Right, because the market's always changing, so our strategies have to change too, and that's usually when those blind spots pop up, those things we need to work on.
It's like looking back at your old trades, learning from what happened, good and bad. Checking your journal regularly helps you stay sharp. Asking yourself, what could I have done better here, even if I made money?
I like that you said that, even if I made money. It's tempting to just celebrate the wins, but did we really understand why it worked, or was it just luck?
Sometimes, yeah, it's luck. But those wins can be tricky if we don't get why they happened. We got to always try to understand our actions, good or bad, so we can make better decisions next time.
So basically, by cutting down on those errors, we're saving the money we would have lost, right?
Exactly. Like plugging the leaks in your money bucket, then you've got more to invest in those good, well-planned trades.
It's a cycle of getting better, and those gains just keep building over time.
Exactly. And the more we analyze and think about our trades, the better we get. We're not just guessing or following the crowd. We're making smart moves based on what we know about ourselves and the markets.
We're in control of our money, you know? Yeah. Yeah. We have the power to make things happen by learning, being disciplined, and being honest with ourselves about our mistakes.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a powerful feeling for any trader, new or experienced.
It really is. So as we wrap this up, I want to leave you with this. Imagine you could just snap your fingers and make those trading mistakes disappear. What would you do with all the extra money you'd make?
Would you reinvest it? Diversify your portfolio? Finally take that vacation you've been dreaming of? The possibilities are endless.
Exactly. Use that feeling of what's possible to push yourself to be a smarter, more disciplined, and more profitable trader. Because that's what this is all about. Taking control of your finances and building a better future.
Couldn't agree more.
And that's it for today's deep dive into conquering those trading errors and using them to make money. Remember, every mistake is a chance to learn and improve. Until next time, happy trading, everyone.